Since pretty early this morning, around 2 a.m., we were alerted of a suspicious event, seismic event in the Korean Peninsula. And since then, our analyst team have been working hard to understand the technical specification of this event for a briefing to our state signatories around 10 a.m. this morning. And it was announced later by the Democratic Republic of Korea that they had conducted a nuclear test explosion. If confirmed, this is a serious breach to the UN Security Council and a violation to the international norm on nuclear testing, which the CTBTA is a great part of.
Do we have a confirmation as to the nature of the explosion at this point?
At this point, we're working to determine whether it's a man-made explosion with certainty or not. The only thing we can do at this point in time is to try and correlate the information we have with the previous tests conducted and announced by the DPRK. And this is what our analyst team are doing. But at this point in time, over 30 of our stations have detected automatically the seismic event. As we speak, our analysts may come up with more stations that are contributed to the detection of this event. We need probably a couple of hours. Maybe by tomorrow, we should be able to determine the specs that will make it the likelihood of an explosion or a natural event. Now, I say the likelihood that we go towards a man-made event as announced by the DPRK and many of our national partners, the national technical name, is more on the high side. If we talk about a correlation coefficient in comparison with what we had the previous year.
Can you tell us how does this test differ from that in 2013?
In terms of technical specification, if you talk about magnitude and location, we slightly below the magnitude that was detected in 2013, but pretty close. The location is absolutely the same location as indicated by our automatic detection. But in terms of seismic signal and magnitude, we're pretty close to what we had in 2013.
You mentioned earlier that this would be a breach of Security Council resolutions and nuclear test bans. Can you tell us what exactly does this mean if confirmed that this is a nuclear test in terms of Security Council resolutions and the ban on nuclear testing?
For the first time, we had in this particular occasion a briefing, a conference call with the Secretary General and his team, and to try and coordinate our effort and indeed cross-cut the different information. Indeed, a breach to the Security Council resolution, which was unanimously adopted, and then to urge North Korea to adhere to the moratorium on nuclear testing and refrain from conducting further tests. There were sanctions adopted, and since then, North Korea, with, I don't know if we should say with surprise, by conducting this test, I think it should have serious repercussions. Repercussion for them and repercussion as well in how the international community sees the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty forward.
Now, the Secretary General has firmly condemned this testing. What is your message?
My message goes along with what the Secretary General said. The CTBTO condemned firmly this announced, if confirmed, nuclear test explosion. And we will do our best to contribute to all efforts to get in line and to get the North Korean to adhere to a moratorium and then to refrain from conducting any further nuclear test explosion. I think this, if confirmed, will be the fourth one, and fourth bit too much and too many. I think it's the only country to have conducted a nuclear and announced a nuclear test explosion in the 21st century. It's about time that we be more proactive rather than being reactive to what the North Koreans are doing.